I'm here with Jana Sterbeck at the Canadian Pavilion, and I'd like to talk to you about your piece that you've made here, a very interesting concept. If you'd like to talk a little bit about how you made this piece and the concept behind it.
Well, it's cinema, video in this case, and the reason for that is that we needed a very small and portable technology because, in fact, our cameraman is a small dog, a Jack Russell Terrier called Stanley. Stanley was let loose in the winter on the banks of St. Lawrence, and he had many adventures, and we had about 100 hours of these adventures. We edited them down to about 12 minutes.
It's very interesting the way you've installed it, because if you don't immediately realise that actually it's been filmed on the back of a dog, you get this extraordinary perspective, not only in the way you've actually installed the screens, so you get this...
I guess it's an accordion effect.
Yes, accordion effect, as I was saying, zigzag, but accordion is correct. But also, because of the height of the dog, you've got these strange things, and then shots where the dog has clearly become a little more interested in something than others. So it's a really interesting perspective. What first made you think about using Stanley in this way as your cameraman?
Well, in fact, I wanted to use a bird, but it's not possible because even though technology is small enough, it needs to be powered. And in order for the bird to be really free, he would have transmitter as the Stanley, but Stanley is able to support the weight of the batteries. And for a trained bird, it would have to be a hawk that's used in hunts. It probably wouldn't work. It most likely wouldn't work with the technology available at this moment. And this is really the batteries.
What is your interest, though, in using not a human, but an animal to make your work or to collaborate with you?
Yeah, exactly.
On your work?
The collaboration is the right word. And, I just wanted to know what would happen. Initially, I think it was just kind of the idea of a performance. And the first press conference we made in Canada, we had the 6-screen in this configuration, but the program was the same on all of them, and it was really live from the press conference so that the journalists would see themselves. Sometimes it took a while before they realized that, in fact, that was them there. But what I did in Canada, in the countryside, in the winter, really ended up being a cinema. And so it is presented here as a cinematic experience, more in traditional experimental cinema. And I guess the main difference or the main innovation is that the 6 screens do not at all times have the same program.
When you were editing down from these many 100 hours of footage, what were your decisions that you made? How did these come about? Because it's a very dynamic piece.
Yeah, well, initially the piece was not intended for the biennial, but at that point, when we were editing, of course, I knew I was representing Canada, and I wanted that something that was not boring and that represented well the reality of the dog, of his interest. So you have the play with the other dogs, him attacking the porcupine, and, just walking around in the snow, sniffing about and other animal tracks. And so I wanted something fairly fast-paced, but the other major decision was that it matches to the music. Now, when we first started screening, it was
Which
clear...
Which is Bach.
It's Bach, it's the Goldberg, and actually here they're performed by Glenn Gould, a 1955 recording. And I knew this piece quite well, and I know several interpretations of it. And, well, because we were here for Canada, I decided it should be Glenn. And it worked out really well. The kind of frenzy and staccato movement of the dog matches the interpretation of the Goldberg by Glenn Gould.
Now, you've also made a decision as well that people can sit. Did you design those seats?
Yeah.
So you can either perch on these very comfortable little stools, or, of course, you can just walk in and out of the piece. This is a decision you've made that you didn't want a kind of cinematic sitting down experience, but you wanted to change it a little.
Mostly because you have the 6 screens, so I wanted people to be able to move around, and the little stools are in shape of rocks, and they're very kind of blended in into the natural environment. The pavilion, as you know, is very small and kind of a noodle shape. So this is why I wanted something very low-key, not to do furniture-like.